USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The border crisis continues to frustrate law enforcement and lawmakers that claim immigration is broken. Washington begins the fight on whether Title 42 should stay or go this week. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki on Fox News puts the border crisis on Congress.
Republicans of any flavor who want to work with us on that, we'd love to do that. That's why the president put forward a plan, an immigration reform plan, on his first day in office. I can't make a prediction of where Congress is going to vote, but what is important right now is they are using this to hold hostage funding for COVID.
It's tax season, and millions of Americans still need to file their returns with the Internal Revenue Service. Tax day this year is April 18th, but the taxpayers can request an extension until October 17th. By pushing back the filing date, if you're not prepared, you can avoid a failure to file penalty, which is an extra 5% per month on the unpaid amount. USA Radio News.
How does balance of nature help your body? Well, let's look at the science. Your body is made up of billions of cells. Each one of these cells has a specific job to do inside of your body, from carrying oxygen from your lungs to your brain, to fending off diseases and other foreign invaders. So how do you keep these all-important cells healthy? You have to feed them fruits and vegetables. Eating a diet rich in a wide variety of fruits and vegetables will give you all of the necessary nutrients your cells need to carry out their jobs. Balance of Nature provides your body with this wide range of nutrients in the easiest way possible. You don't have to worry about buying, storing, or preparing produce every day. All the nutrition fits easily into your hand. Trust the science and start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and be sure to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code USA.
A group of lawmakers are in Poland to have talks with our NATO ally on the war in Ukraine.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy has led a bipartisan group of lawmakers to Warsaw to meet with the Prime Minister of Poland and officials from Ukraine to discuss the ongoing war. McCarthy said that Poland has been a strategic partner to the U.S. by contributing fully to NATO. Congresswoman Liz Cheney said that a missile strike that killed at least 50 people in a crowded train station filled with civilians evacuating from Ukraine was clearly genocide. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The Maryland State House and Senate overrode Republican Governor Larry Hogan's veto on Saturday, passing a bill to expand abortion. The bill, HB 937, establishes the Abortion Care Clinical Training Program in the Maryland Department of Health. This would allow non-doctors to perform abortions. We are USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The body pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
As many people are frustrated over mainstream media's censorship on the Hunter Biden laptop, non-action so far by America's law enforcement agencies compounds the issue. Republican Representative Jim Jordan on Newsmax weighs in.
Well, I just remember when he was candidate Biden on September 22nd, 2020, in a debate, he said that his son did nothing unethical, and he said that regarding his son's business dealings with foreign entities, he said that his son had made no money from business interests with connections to China. Now, we all know that there are 4.8 million reasons why that statement is not accurate, because we saw the Washington Post story just 1 week ago that said he got all this money. And I thought what was interesting is he had two Washington Post stories, one at 11 a.m., one at 11:04 a.m., two 8-page stories 4 minutes apart, talking about all these connections that Hunter Biden had with CEFC, this Chinese oil energy company. And I just thought it was amazing because they went from it was Russian disinformation to here now it's, oh, we're going to do 2 8-page stories within 4 minutes. So, yeah, that email and then what candidate Biden said himself doesn't square with the facts as we now know them.
The White House is reporting President Biden will meet virtually with Indian Prime Minister Modi on Monday. The United States wants to make it clear it does not want to see more Russian energy imports by India. India has bought at least 13 million barrels of Russian crude oil since the country invaded Ukraine in late February. USA Radio News.